Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
All right, a couple of other things we should get to on this episode of Bustin' Loose Baseball. While you're listening, if you can right now, subscribe to the pod so you get it dropped to the phone every time we bring you a new one. We try to get them out on Sunday night for Mondays, and then generally we get them out on Wednesday nights into Thursday, depending on when series starts, sometimes a little later in the week. But two a week every week at least, and if news or anything interesting happens, generally we'll just jump on and do a quick third. Sometimes as a bonus pod. So please subscribe, rate, review. I'll do all that stuff. Spread the word. We'll read to some comments at the end of this podcast that were left for us as we do each and every week here on Bustin' Loose Baseball. Next thing to get to is a debut that's going to be happening. So if you're listening to this after the first game of the Dodgers series, this is a little bit dated, but frankly, we'll broaden the scope a little bit to make it interesting enough and break down who Mitchell Parker is. So left-hander coming up from AAA Rochester. He is a 24-year-old former fifth round pick in the pandemic draft in 2020, went 153 overall. We saw him at spring training in the clubhouse, Toby, and he fit the Nationals kind of motto and build as a pitching staff at this point. He is a huge guy, 6'4", about 240 pounds. In fact, he might be the thickest pitcher they have in terms of just like, you know, that guy looks like he could play tackle in the league or guard or something. Not only is he tall, but you know, unlike some of their guys who are a little slender, you know, he's thick. But I say all that to say this is not a, you know, a huge prospect for the Nationals. He was rated by MLB Pipeline as the number 21 prospect in the system. I think the expectation for him is best case scenario, he's a back of the rotation starter. You know, worst case, he ends up in the bullpen and maybe he's a, you know, who knows? He could be a high leverage guy from the left side. So that is a safety net of sorts. I'll say who he reminds me a lot of. And this is not in any way about stuff. I brought this up to some Nats people this spring and they all kind of pushed back. And I'm like, no. You got to understand. I'm not comparing what he throws. And the other, he reminds me kind of the Jake Irvin promotion in the sense that Irvin was not seen as a big-time prospect. Irvin was kind of a middle or back end of the top 30, according to some of the publications when he got called up. If it works out, maybe he could be a fifth starter. You know, now fast forward a calendar year, and, you know, he is out-pitching Josiah Gray. He's all of a sudden throwing 98 miles an hour. He's going into the sixth inning of games with one hit. Like, he has done a lot of good things, and he looks like a member of the rotation and a possible, you know, fourth, fifth starter for an extended period of time, pop, you know, if things go well. So I bring all that up to say there is a path to Mitchell Parker overachieving, exceeding expectations, and we just saw it with Jake Irvin. One other note I wanted to throw out was he went to the same school as Jackson Rutledge, if my memory is correct. I think he was a Sanjak guy, JUCO. Same with Rutledge, and was on that staff with him. So not unlike the Oklahoma boys in the clubhouse, Cade Cavalli and Jake Irvin, you know, those two guys will be very familiar with each other in the AAA clubhouse and eventually the Major League clubhouse.
Yeah, just so some of the numbers on him. He pitched in four games in spring training, went six innings, and didn't allow a run. He's only pitched once this year in Rochester, four innings, gave up one hit, one run, it wasn't earned, and one walk, five strikeouts. So honestly, if you're looking at this, I think, you know, that Jake Irvin point is, I think, is really astute. It's a similar sort of situation. Like, you know, at best, he can end up as a back of the rotation guy. But frankly, if you're looking at this, you know, long term for the Nationals, he might fit as a bullpen guy because they've only got one lefty in the pen right now with Robert Garcia. So having a lefty that maybe you can depend on, again, another guy that can give you maybe a couple innings out of the pen, I think would be a big deal, especially as a lefty. So I'm excited to see what he can do. But man, your debut and you're facing off against the Dodgers at Dodger Stadium, that's going to be a tough one.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Yeah, how about that? I mean, I don't know how they broke the news to him. Maybe we'll see one of those videos come out. But you go, oh, that's so cool. Where do I go? And they're like, L.A., you're going to Chavez Ravine. You're like, the Angels, right? Like, no. You're going to pitch against the Dodgers. Thanks, I guess. But, yeah, you'll take the assignment at this point. And I'm sure you don't get to where he did in his career without being ultra confident. And I'm sure he thinks he's going to go shove. And good luck to him. Led the minor leagues for all Nats arms last year with 150 strikeouts in his 124 innings. They didn't have another pitcher in their system that even had 120, so ran away with the strikeout crown. You mentioned the game he pitched. It was well over a week ago. It was like, I think he's going to have 9 days because of all the rainouts and weather with Rochester between outings. And I'm sure what happened was when Rutledge got dinged, took a comebacker, I think it was, in his last start, he was lined up to get this outing. You know, they probably then held Parker out knowing that they may need him. And I'm sure he got some sim work and did some things on the side. But a couple of observations just diving into some of the numbers from his one start this year. He threw 75% four-seam fastballs threw 57 pitches and 42 of them were fastballs, and he was basically a two-pitch guy. Now, if you remember, when Jake Irvin came up, it was kind of the same thing. Mm-hmm. It was like a lot of fastballs and plenty of curveballs, and that was it. That was certainly the case in his first start. Now, I don't know if that's going to be like gospel for Mitchell Parker, but first time out of the chute, that's what it was. He maxed out at 94. His average fastball velocity was 92. So he is in no way is, I mean, he's, again, from the left side, it's a little different, but he's not blowing anybody away. This is not Mackenzie Gore pitching 95 to 97. No, this is 91 to 93. I would say, I mean, maybe even not even that, maybe 90 to 92, you know, mixing in some 93s in there. That's kind of what you're going to get from the velocity. And then a curveball that's generally going to sit right around 80 miles an hour. And those are the primary two pitches. He only got swings and misses with the fastball. And in fact, most of the curveballs that he threw were like either kind of seeing eye level changers or dropping them into the dirt and got spit on, which is a little bit worrisome as you go take on the LA Dodgers 10 days later next time out. But those are just some of the things that jumped out at me looking at the you know, the stuff from Baseball Savant from his one start in AAA.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to make your first start in the big leagues, it's going to be against a difficult lineup regardless. But being against the Los Angeles Dodgers is just going to be a treat for him. And, you know, it's just something that go out there, have some fun. It's your debut. It's awesome. It's not going to define who you are as a ball player. You'll probably be back at some point, hopefully, you know, even if it's something where it's just a spot start or even if you have to move to the bullpen, whatever the case may be. But go out there and throw some strikes. I mean, that's the one thing I'm going to look for. It's going to be difficult to get a Mookie Betts out, a Will Smith out, a Shohei Ohtani out. I just don't want to see, like we've seen with some guys, where they make their debut and they're just walking dudes all over the place. Throw things in the zone, and if they beat you, they beat you. Like, they're big leaguers. They're paid $300 million for a reason. Just don't walk the whole – just don't walk the yard the entire night.
Well said. I also just want to bring up that this to me is evidence that the Nats have done a much better job developing the last couple of years. Now, I'm not saying stocking the system with talent, because they mostly did that with Rizzo and his pro scouting staff, or, you know, what have you, basically going out and finding players in trades. But what I'm talking about is, like, it has been a long time since a fifth round pick was able to come to the big leagues to pitch for them. It doesn't happen. I mean, you go back over the years, and I mean, it's some real ugly, like, list of guys that didn't have success, like Taylor Jordan. There's a name in my mind, Taylor Hill. I don't know if I'm making that up. I don't know if you remember that guy or if I'm lying about that. I'm thinking about like Austin Voth. I mean, just like,
yeah,
these are not guys with upside. And, you know, Parker maybe is on a Vothian type level in terms of when he came up, but he's shown a lot more in the minors, right? He punched out 150 last year, well over a K per inning. There is some decent stuff. He's thrown well in spring. And just to have now the type of depth where it's not like Voth's your number five prospect and he comes up and you're going, well, hopefully he can put it all together and become a fifth starter or a two-inning reliever. Like, no, this guy's outside of the top 20 in the organization, and you're saying that. Like, the depth is much advanced, and the good teams, like, accidentally hit on guys where you go, well, look at this guy. I mean, you've kind of now seen it with Jake Irvin. You're seeing it with Jacob Young a little bit, who's helping you, who is not a high-end prospect. Lipscomb. Getting there as quickly as he did. He's not in the top 15, according to MLB Pipeline, in the system. So just a very different feel and time for some of the minor league affiliates for the Nationals, and wanted to make sure to point that out.
Yeah, and one thing we should also point out, because Jacob Young graduated, Armando Cruz now jumps into the top 30 for the Nationals prospects. But I think you nailed it. Like, this is a different Nationals farm system than we've seen in quite some time. Just, I think last year was a big step. Now the key is you got to continue to add in there and develop these guys. Like, you know, last year I think they hit a lot of guys in the draft, drafting college guys and what they've done, but I think it's just continuing to add, and that's how you build this thing. And obviously the guys at the top are doing their thing, but it's really the guys at the bottom that can help you fill out the roster and help you through a marathon of a Major League Baseball season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.